Well, as the new version of the theme plays in there, two previously missing episodes of Doctor Who have turned up at a car boot sale in Southampton. It turns out that Terry Burnett from Stubbington has had them in his collection for about 40 years and had no idea of their significance. The black and white films, first broadcast in the 1960s and feature William Hartnell in an episode of Galaxy 4 and Patrick Troughton in an episode of The Underwater Menace. And let's talk now to Terry Burnett, who joins us live on the air. Morning, Terry.
Morning.
And well done.
Well, I'm only pleased that now that the BBC have got copies of these episodes in their archive.
Yeah, well done. Tell me, I mean, the first thing I want to know is how they landed up in your hands.
Well, a colleague of mine, down at TVS, they all knew down there. You know, I worked as an engineer down there. You know, I was a film collector, and he brought in this box of film, about half a dozen reels of 16mm, and I gave it a cursory glance, and a deal was done.
But, and what year was that, Terry?
Mid-80s.
Okay.
A few years ago.
And had you worked at Southern Television before TVS?
No. I'm a TVS.
You're a TVS man.
I joined TVS when they got the franchise.
So you got that box of films, and was it clear at that point what was on all these reels of film?
No. I just sort of gave a cursory glance. But a few days later, when I looked through them, I was amazed to find Doctor Who episodes in there. They have sat in my archive, my collection, until quite recently. About a year ago, I do voluntary work up at the Bewley Video and Film Archive,
right?
Just to keep my hand in. And I met Ralph Montague.
Who's a big Doctor Who fan.
That's right.
Yep.
And I mentioned that, you know, I had these Doctor Whos. And anyway, on checking, they were missing episodes.
I should think Ralph had to be sat down with a stiff drink when he heard that.
Well, yes, there is another story. That is that I only realised when I got them that I had one. I thought I just had one episode, and my train of thought must have been interrupted, and the films, you know, got into